This is Ozarks at Large. For some soldiers coming back from service overseas, the transition back to life in the United States can be difficult. For the past several years, many veterans have been helped, even if just a little bit, by groups of quilters. The National Quilts of Valor Project provides handmade quilts to men and women returning from military service. Ozarks at Large's Meredith Martin Motes recently met with some quilters who have been devoting time to the project.
The National Quilts of Valor organization began in 2003 with Blue Star mother Catherine Roberts of Delaware. She wanted to ensure returning soldiers, like her own son, who'd served in the Iraq War, felt appreciated and welcomed back after their service. Seeking a way to build bridges, she began to connect quilt toppers, the women who piece the quilts, with long armors, the women who machine quilt the fabrics. Together, they worked toward their goal of covering all returning servicemen and women with a symbol of appreciation. There's also a spiritual component to their work. They often pray over the quilts as they're being made. And in a little town like Morrilton, Arkansas, where the Conway County Peacemakers Group meets, they typically know the people they're making quilts for. Veterans in their own communities, often their husbands, sons, daughters, or cousins. I met up with the local chapter, including Susie Kendrick, Judy King, Carolyn Chapman, and Catherine Pruitt, at Catherine's fabric store in Morrilton to learn more about how they came to start this local group.
I brought it down here and presented it to her and her husband, George, and they just jumped right on it. He's a Vietnam vet. And it just got started like that.
I don't know how I found out about it. I just showed up over here one day. Anywhere there's fabric, I show up.
It was raining. Mary says, get your sewing machine out. You're going to learn how to sew. I'm like, no. I was terrified of my sewing machine. I says, no, I really don't want to.
It's your best friend.
Get your sewing machine out, and we're going to learn how to sew. So we started at about 8:30 on a Saturday morning, and by 9 o'clock, I had my first quilt. Mary taught me, and I've made I'm on my ninth one.
When the bug bites, you've got it back.
And her 95-year-old sister has just made her fourth one. Mary has just done her fourth one. Her daughter has done two. And her 7-year-old grandson is working on his first one. He's piecing.
Usually what I do is I travel the state and try and get Quilts of Valor started. Mm-hmm. Two, three weekends ago, I went to Greenland and up in the Fayetteville area. And had a lot of interest up there. And there's already started Quilts of Valor in Faulkner County. And I'm going to Hot Springs in 2 weeks and get something interested, you know, for the women to get interested in that also. And then I go out there and try and collect money for that's pays for our materials. And we use 100% cotton. Quality cotton, thread, and material that we get here from Catherine's, and then we have two women at Long Arm that put the quilt tops together to make a quilt. Wow. And some of these women have husbands that were in World War II and one and all the other wars.
I have a son that was in Iraq. So.
And last year at the high school on Veterans Day, we gave out, 10 quilts?
I think so.
It was 10 quilts, and we had a jar out there that when the veterans came in, they filled out, you know, their name, what war they were in, and these are all done with, out of our hearts, love and a lot of prayers, and look what they did for us.
And there was a little World War II guy that I presented a quilt to that he goes to my church, and he saw me at church Sunday, and he says, I want you to know everyone in my apartment complex has seen my quilt. I'm like, good. Does that mean you like it? Oh, yes. I love it. But he said, everyone in my apartment complex has seen my quilt. I'm like, good. Yeah. He was proud.
I think they're just thrilled to death. Yeah. Every one of them just can't express themselves. And they'll come in here and they'll say, you just don't know what it meant to me to receive this. And I said, yes, I do, because I know what it meant to us to give it to them. Because there's just a special feeling.
This past 4th of July, the Conway County Peacemakers Group gave out 70 quilts to area veterans during a special celebration, which included Congressman Tim Griffin, a local clogging group, and several speakers. This Veterans Day, they'll be giving out many more. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin Motes.